We're just seconds away from a conversation with Brad Anderson, the state director for AARP Iowa, and Anthony Carroll, the state legislative director for the organization. We're going to talk about something that impacts every family in Iowa, no matter the age. It's called the Iowa Care Act, a common sense approach to family caregiving. Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of the Iowa Business Journals. Timely information on a host of business topics sent free of charge to small and mid-sized businesses in the circulation area. And you can view the articles no matter where you are by heading to iowabusinessjournals.com.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is brought to you by Tarot International. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot. TERO.com, and the Iowa Business Journals, news and information for small to mid-sized businesses. IowaBusinessJournals.com.
Bradley, welcome back. Good to have you here.
Always good to be with you, Michael.
You know, this is, I am still stunned. The last time you and I had a conversation about AARP Iowa, when you were telling me there's like 390,000 volunteers that you have, members that
right.
you have out here. That's huge.
It's a huge number of members. And you know, it's we have members all across the state, obviously. So it's in rural parts of the state. It's in urban parts of the state. And believe it or not, we have roughly half of our members are considered in rural parts of Iowa. So we have a diverse group of members, and there are a lot of them. So we are the largest organization in the state of Iowa right now.
And there's only five of you that are out on the road doing this kind of stuff. I mean, you know, this is not a big state like California, but it is it can be a pretty rural in some areas, and not many people in between here and, say, Cedar Rapids.
That's right. I mean, look at, you know, we've been on the road talking about the CARE Act, which we're going to get into a little bit here, but we have been traveling all the way down to Council Bluffs, up to Mason City. We're going to be in Piasta. We're going to be in Marion tomorrow. So we have hit the entire state talking about the CARE Act.
Yeah.
It takes a lot of time to get to these places, but you know, we've got a lot of great volunteers out there that are willing to help us, which we appreciate.
The voice of Brad Anderson, ladies and gentlemen, State Director for AARP Iowa. We're going to turn this over to Anthony Carroll. Anthony Carroll is the legislative coordinator here. And
Hello.
We're going to be talking about the CARE Act. Now, this is something, Anthony, you and I talked about last year.
We did, yes. And we've been talking about for a number of years here in Iowa. It's related to family caregivers.
Right. And I think what's stunning about this is that Iowa is one of only 13 states in the nation that doesn't. And yet, when you look at Iowa's demographics, we are one of the oldest states in the nation with lots and lots of family caregivers. Yes.
Well, and we're in the top 5% of our population over 85. You're absolutely correct. And so it's really a question of how can we better support the people providing right. care for them and obviously the people receiving the care themselves.
Well,
so that's the idea of focusing on caregivers.
Right. And caregivers come in all sorts of manners, right? I mean, this is not singularly individuals who are retired. This is individuals who may have some other issues and need family caregiving help. And it's really a basic, no-nonsense bill that I would suspect would be, you know, raise the flag, everybody gather around and say, yeah, let's do this. Boom, done.
Well, common sense ideas and then translating that into law is always a process, right?
Yeah.
It goes back to the point of our capacity. And, you know, Brad mentioned earlier, and you did, our 370,000 members. So it's really the idea of this tour is really activating them to talk about something that's
sure.
a common sense idea. But getting it through the process and passing it is something that takes some time. And we feel really confident we can do that this year. November was Caregivers Month. So starting
right.
there, it's recognizing caregivers. Generally, and understand that caregivers play an important role when you're talking about long-term care.
Sure.
The majority of that care is provided not by nursing homes, not assisted living, not Medicaid. it's family caregivers providing this care. We estimate that every day in Iowa, there's 317,000 caregivers that do this every day. And then there's people like me, you, others who do it maybe an episodic basis. So it's a really high number of people. And to your point, Michael, it is across the spectrum of people providing this care. We know of a recent survey, and we can get into this in a bit, talks about a majority of them being working caregivers. So that presents challenges in itself. You know, you have your paid job, and then you have this separate job, which is a labor of love, but requires a lot. It's a stressful job and requires a lot of help. And that's really a Care Act idea, is how can we get help to those many caregivers who are already doing this? And then the people receiving care, how can we do a better job making sure they're getting better care? That's the background behind the Care Act.
And that's the voice of Anthony Carroll, ladies and gentlemen, AARP Iowa. So let's talk a little bit about this survey. I thought the numbers were absolutely stunning. And when you talk about individuals who are out there doing this on a part-time basis, which is most of us, you know, we also call that the sandwich generation, because we're caring for maybe elderly grandparents or parents plus our children, or other extended family members. And so all of this puts a real stressor on families who are out there. And hopefully an act like this would help maybe reduce the stress but increase the amount of knowledge about the care of the individual, yeah?
Well, you've really hit it on the head. That's really what it is. And, you know, we commissioned a survey to look at where Iowans are, the reality of caregivers in Iowa. What we find is you can quantify that stress. When you look at the caregivers in Iowa, our survey that we commissioned just this November, it's this hot off the press data and information, 64% of family caregivers in Iowa who are doing this report being stressed. That's about two-thirds people who are stressed by this. We know it can impact your health. And the other thing, when you look at that survey, we found a majority of those caregivers, what does it mean to be a caregiver, to your point? A majority of caregivers in Iowa, it means you're providing medical care. Two-thirds of them doing medication management, which if you've been in that situation, maybe that sounds easier than medical care, but they're equally difficult in different ways. When you're talking about, I mean, I'll talk about personally and not uncommon. My mother, she has 10 different medications, right? So how do you sort that out? What's the one, what's the new procedure that you just had, and how does that relate to the medications that you're prescribing? So it's just a myriad of challenges that caregivers face. The Care Act really seeks to try to improve those challenges, improve the quality of care by saying, making sure that every person admitted to the hospital in Iowa would have the option to designate a caregiver. And then basically that caregiver is notified before you're sent home, an acknowledgement of the people who are working. And then last but not least, there's a consultation and an opportunity to receive instructions on the care you're providing. You've got Iowans doing IVs, and in administering injections. Wound care can be very stressful too. So those myriad of tasks that caregivers face, how can we make sure that there's an opportunity before your loved one leaves the hospital to receive instructions on that care, and exactly to your point, to improve that quality of care? And we can also talk a little bit about what those other states have passed us. We're seeing successes, not surprisingly, in the form of hospital readmissions. For instance, New Jersey seeing a 13% hospital reduction in hospital readmissions. Pennsylvania has a medical journal report that looks at reductions can be over 20%. So it's really not only just most importantly the opportunity to get right as an individual, but even as a society, we have an interest to move this forward, because you're talking about ways to lower healthcare costs and improve outcomes. That's the golden goose that we chase a lot here. This is a great example that is working on both realms, improving the quality of care, also reducing hospital readmissions, which has a cost impact.
Certainly it does have a cost impact. That is Anthony Carroll, ladies and gentlemen. You know, when we talk about this, is really a safety issue as well as a health issue. Because if you have to go on guesswork, or if you have to go on secondhand information, it's kind of like playing telephone back in the day. You know, things can change.
That's right.
And to be able to get this information directly from the professional staff to the family care givers, that short circuits that, And you should have a leg up, yeah?
That's right. And, you know, I'd be remiss if I didn't say a lot of hospitals do this already as standard practice. And that's a starting point. We say that. We acknowledge it. I think if you talk to any provider to say this is something that should be done, but is it being done is a different question. Right. And I think it's your...
So this mandates it.
Right. This would make sure that there's an option mandated across the state. That's really important to make sure. And again, whatever survey found is opinion of when you talk about Iowans 40 plus. 96% of people who have been family caregivers say it's absolutely essential, very important or extremely important that the opportunity for instructions occurs in every instance. So this is really a step towards making sure that happens across the state. And again, when you point to successes in other states, our neighbors in Nebraska, they have a whole public outreach component to make sure this is happening. So we see this as a really important legislative step to support caregivers. That's not the only thing. Once it's done, really, frankly, there's still a huge amount of education outreach that goes with it. But we think this is an opportunity, and we think the momentum is right this year, whether you're talking about the governor. We're really pleased our governor, as part of our video voter guides, we asked her prior to the election her opinion on the CARE Act. She said she supports it. So her, along with Democrats, Republicans, and key places.
Exactly. And you've got key friends out there, too. The Hospital Association goes on and on and on.
Well, yeah. There's a lot of other advocates, I'd say. We've worked really closely with the hospitals to come to compromise on language. But, Michael, your point is so important that it's not just AARP. You've got Alzheimer's Association of Iowa, the Heart Association, the Older Iowans Legislature, the Area Agencies on Aging. They see up close so many of the importance of getting this right. So it's not just AARP members are saying, let's pass this. You've got a diverse group of people who understand how important this is. We're really grateful. We're working to try to help get this passed, in addition to our volunteers. Because you're right, our staff is small, but really our power comes from an engaged membership. And that's what we're really looking to do, is having engaged members, not just of our organization, but some of those key partners.
That's the voice of Anthony Carroll, ladies and gentlemen, the legislative coordinator. We're talking about the CARE Act that I suspect you're going to be up on the Hill talking about with our legislators very soon.
That's right. Well, we're having conversations as part of our, with some key lawmakers, with key leaders this December month. As I said, we're sandwiched between Caregivers Month and the legislative session approaching. We're taking advantage of the opportunity to, as Brad mentioned, tour the state, eight city stops. You know, we traditionally do more metro area stops, but we really are trying to get to some more our more rural areas with this tour because you don't have to just live in Des Moines to find this is important. It's equally important if you're someone who's 30 minutes away from a hospital, if arguably if not more so, to make sure that you have an opportunity to get your instructions to get you really a basic understanding of what you need to do before you leave the hospital.
Well, Anthony, and you make another really great point there. This isn't really just directed to AARP Iowa members. This is directed to kids, to their children, to young people who are dealing with these types of things as well. I mean, we're not just talking, as you said, we're not talking solely about aging issues. We are also talking about individuals who have perhaps been in an accident, or they suffered a stroke, or they, you know, whatever those maladies happen to be, they would be impacted by this.
Well, you're absolutely right. And again, I could go on the list and take up minutes talking about supporters, but the MS Society of Iowa is supportive of the Brain Injury Association. So it's not just making sure that we have better quality care for someone who's older. It's someone of any age. And I think you're also making a point about the caregivers themselves. There's importance on supporting them, whatever their age, whether you're in the 20s or 30s. Again, you know, working on this, one of the privileges of working on this issue is you hear so many experiences. You have people in their 20s who are caring for their grandmother in their home. And again, like most people, they have a job too. So the amount of stories we've gathered around that point of, I had to work today. So how do I know what grandma's admitted to the hospital put on my plate what I need to do to make sure when she's coming home to provide the care that I need to provide. So, not just someone who's aged, but someone with any of type of issues.
Across the spectrum.
It is. And it varies. I think that's the point. It varies what type of care is needed depending on the situation. Here's an opportunity to get it right before you get home, before you're thrust in that role.
Yeah, and it is so, so necessary. And we will have links, ladies and gentlemen, by the way, up on the radio blog so that you can find out more about the Caregiving Act and the work being done. Anthony, when we're talking about the CARE Act, how is AARP working with legislators? Well, you said that you're working with them now, but I mean, as we get closer to legislature opening up, what's the strategy there?
Sure. Well, what we're doing now is obviously trying to secure bill sponsors and then secure support. You have new lawmakers, so there's opportunity to educate, especially new lawmakers, even returning ones. So just because they're around here doesn't mean that maybe they had paid us closely attention. So right now, from a process standpoint, it's for securing bill sponsors and then making sure people understand and expect that the CARE Act is a priority. And that goes to something, a conversation not just obviously with the lawmakers, but leaders, people in the governor's office, people as part of the departments to understand this should be, and requesting, frankly, let's make this a focus. Let's make this a priority. So those conversations, so from a process standpoint, securing sponsors, making sure we're educating lawmakers, and then educating our members.
Sure.
The key reason why we're going out is to make sure our members and the public understands the importance of it. So then when the CARE Act comes up, it's easier, more likely people will tune in and say, yeah, I want to take the time to contact my lawmakers, because really that's what's going to build towards. And so if you're listening right now, really tuning in and talking to your lawmakers in a variety of ways. We have volunteers who are sending cards to their lawmakers, introducing themselves, saying, let's support the CARE Act this year. Obviously, there'll be opportunities to email. The coffees, the eggs and coffee circuit's going to start.
Issues, yeah.
Eggs and issues. That's going to start not just in Des Moines, but across the state. So gearing up our volunteers and members to prepare. Hey, let's have one of the first local conversations be about caregiving. So again, preparing our members, preparing volunteers, and then working with lawmakers to secure sponsors and then support for it, so it's on the right track to get this passed.
Anthony, was this brought up in the legislature last year?
Yes, it was. It was. It was brought up. We worked to get it through the House, if you will, and it was one of those things. We had disagreement on language all the way up until that last final week.
Yeah.
We were able – one of the big breakthroughs last year was working with the hospitals to come to agreement on language. That was so important. So, again, that's where our starting point is, working with that language that we've agreed to, not just with hospitals but nurses, took a look at it too to make sure that it's done the right way. And it's one of the many ways we've improved this legislation, if you will. Again, go back to – I respect the idea that just because it's a common sense idea, it's another thing to make sure we get that right in the code, if you will. So we've worked very hard last session to get that a secure agreement on language. That's the language we're going to be starting with. So again, making sure people now line up around the concept and say, we've got the language right. Now let's get this legislation passed.
There it is. It's called the CARE Act. Ladies and gentlemen, we can find out more up on our radio blog. We will have a link to that. Anthony, thanks so very much for spending time
with us. You bet.
Anthony Carroll and Brad Anderson from AARP Iowa talking about the Iowa CARE Act, something important for all Iowans to pay attention to. And we'll have more on this, I know, in the coming weeks. Thanks for listening to the Business News Hour.